Yeah. So, it was just like, I get it, but it's just insane how seriously they're taking this idea that they're like, we really, really, really want you to understand that we are not at all okay with you doing anything inappropriate to any child or, what was the word they used? Vulnerable adult, which by that they meant like the mentally, disabled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of abusing children, it's time to get back into Jeffrey Epstein and all the shit going on there. So the big news that happened was basically a series of dominoes all fell yesterday, beginning with the Arizona Congress lady finally being sworn in after
7 weeks.
After nearly 2 months. After winning her election and being delayed various swearing-ins, and then because they wanted to make sure the official paperwork came in, which, again, is horse shit. They've sworn in numerous people when they've won their election. The opponent has not protested. The official paperwork arrives later. Nobody cares. Because you want to get that person in office so the gears of Congress can keep churning. That's the whole point of this. But They delayed, and then she was being sworn in at 4 o'clock Eastern or whatever, and then during the day, there became a news flash that Lauren Boebert had been summoned to the White House. And
to the Situation Room.
Yeah, to the Situation Room. She was someone made this point, which I thought was very interesting, was she was brought into a skiff, and because the Situation Room was like the ultimate skiff, basically. And if you don't know what a skiff is, it's basically a secured room where like you just can't fucking do anything. And that was the point, is that they brought her in there so that Boebert couldn't record anything. Like, it was like, Boebert will have no record of this meeting she can show to anybody except what she says. And she's Lauren Boebert, so she has no credibility. So if they like showed her a video of her being like, here's your 1-year-old grandson that one of your kids just had. Here's the Predator drone flying around his house. Switch your vote, bitch, or we're hitting the button. She can't countermand that. She can't say, oh, I videotaped them getting ready to hit my family with a Predator drone. And no one would believe her because she's nuts. She's Lauren Boebert. She has no credibility whatsoever. So, but it didn't work. Boebert left the White House having not removed her signature from the discharge petition. And from all accounts, I was really interested because Nancy Grace has been on a week-long mental breakdown, which may be shortchanging it. Nancy Grace may be in a perpetual state of mental breakdown, as it were. But she didn't pull her signature from the Epstein discharge petition either. So it held. The petition does have 218 signatures now.
Nancy Mace?
What'd you say?
Nancy Mace, you said Grace.
Oh, Nancy Mace, yes. Nancy Mace, crazy lady. Thank you for correcting me. I mean this unbelievably sincerely. I hate it when I listen to a podcast and someone says something wrong and doesn't get corrected, because then it just literally drives me up a wall. Like, I'll be listening to a football podcast and someone will just say, the Jets beat the Dolphins in Miami a couple of weeks ago. And I'll be like, no, that game was in New York. No, the Jets were home for that game. And then they just go right past it. They never bring it up again. And now the rest of the podcast is ruined for me. I'm just like super angry that they fucked up that detail and nobody caught it. It just really pisses me off. So, I mean, if anyone, every of my co-hosts ever hear me misspeak, please grab me, please, and shake me and make me.
I will
get it
shut
right.
You down with prejudice.
Yes, that's what I want. It's the way it should be.
But I want to mention also, according to reports, in the room with Boebert was Attorney General Pam Bondi, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who I believe was a personal attorney of Trump's at one point, and FBI Director Kash Patel. They did everything but bring in the thumbscrews and the Iron Maiden for her.
Yeah, yeah. As I posted on Twitter, they basically said to her, nice political career you got there. It'd be a shame if something were to happen to it. And somehow, some way, she decided to stand her ground. So good on you, Lauren Boebert. I mean, just it's so offensive that, I mean, I really have no opinion of Massey at all, because I really didn't know this guy until he became like the weird anti-Trump gadfly in the Republican House. But the other three, MTG, QAnon clown, Boebert, QAnon clown, Mace, just a nut. The fact that the four of them are our leading lights, that they are the champions of the Republican Party seeking justice in this situation. Every other Republican in the House should be ashamed of themselves. Just absolutely ashamed of themselves. Like, three of the worst people in Congress and some guy who's just decided, I want to be a burr on Trump's ass. The four of them are the ones who are going to bring this thing to a vote. And then I just see all these people. I see people saying, oh, what's this fucking matter? Because it's going to die in the Senate anyways. And if it got through the Senate, Trump would veto it. Yeah. The whole point of this shit is to put people on record that they want to defend a pedophile. That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. And someone asked me that. They're like, well, what's the point of holding the vote? I mean, because now every Democrat running against a Republican in the House could be like, my opponent does not want justice for Epstein's victims.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, as a lot of people are mentioning, is that when this floor vote happens, there's scuttlebutt that there will be massive Republican defections on this. I mean, the Republicans are working hard to gerrymander every district they can in all the states that they have control of, but in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, like Nevada, all these states that actually have competitive districts, if you're a Republican who's an incumbent in those districts, do you want to vote no on the Epstein list disclosure? I mean, that's the most poisonous vote you could possibly take. I'm sure there are political nerds out there who have the list of Kamala Trump districts where the representative won it. The representative was a Republican and won their spot, but Kamala won the district on the presidential side. So this is a thing where I voted for the local Republican because I like the cut of his jib. I know that man and he's a good egg. And then Mr. Republican Good Egg is like, no, I want to keep the pedophile's secrets a secret. And it's just, no, fuck you. Oh my God. Just absolute clown shit. So yeah. Imagine the magic of this actually making it to the Senate somehow and them passing it. Imagine the political theater of Trump having to veto it. That would be the funniest thing in the history of the universe. I mean, the whole, let's see Trump wriggle his way out of this one thing. That'd be the ultimate wriggle, the ultimate glorious wriggle of all time. But as one quick little aside here, I have seen people already talking about that. I've already seen people saying shit like, none of this is going to matter. Trump's base ain't going to leave him. Why does anyone get any fucking juice out of this? What are any of you idiots hoping for? You're all stupid. And it's that kind of political nihilism that got us Trump in the first place. It's that kind of fuck everything. Everything sucks. You idiots are idiots for getting your hopes up. That achieves nothing. It solves nothing. There's just this aggressive movement to crush joy in left-wing politics to reassure you that if you're a liberal in America, you're a fucking moron. You're an idiot for believing in this shit. And if you're going to be a liberal, you need to become an anti-electoral leftist who just hates everyone. Democrats are in on it. It's all a scam. I'm going to hang out and go to China and talk about how cool they are while I shock my dog. And yes, I'm attacking Hassan. Nobody cares, but whatever. It's funny to me. It makes me laugh because I think that guy's terrible. Steph just gave me a look. Steph's a big Hassan fan.
Great. Who?
Okay. Who? That was the look. Much better. Excellent.
Yeah, I don't know who you. I am the dumbest dog. There could be a dog turd on the sidewalk that knows more about politics than I do.
Sweet, outstanding. No, it's just very
lovely visual too.
Yes, sparkling visual. But I find that kind of negativity so ridiculous. And again, that's. The thing is I actually get more annoyed at that mentality than I do arguing with QAnon idiots, because QAnon idiots are just people that have been manipulated. They've been tricked. If you're a follower, if you're a rank and file follower of QAnon, I will talk to you. We will go around the barn. It is cool. If you're a grifter, I will call you a piece of shit and a grifter. But at the end of the day, the grifter and the believer are getting what they want. They believe that Donald Trump was chosen by God to save the world from the deep state, and he's president right now, and he'll get around to saving the world eventually. No need to worry about the ever-ticking clock of the Big Macs piling down that man's gullet and his obviously rapidly declining health. Oh, the spackle is back. There were new photos of Trump like the last couple days, and the massive makeup job on his hand has returned. I guess he was aggressively shaking some hands this weekend, and his tender little hand got a little boozy woozy. Because that's what
I was aggressively shaking hands this weekend too.
Yeah, that's what happens to people. I mean, when you are the president and you have no more campaigns to run, and you are just going to be the president for the next 4 years, and that's it, your political career is over. You still just run around shaking people's hands all day. You just can't help yourself. You're just so ingrained to be a frenetic handshaker.
Yeah, it's pretty much instinct at that point.
Right. I truly love that our esteemed press talked to his press secretary lady, and she was like, oh, yeah, his ankles are an actual serious health concern. And then they asked, what about his hand? And then she said, fuck you. You get no information about the hand. I am lying to your face about his hand. How do you like that, fuckers? And the press was like, we love it. It's so fucking good. Thank you. Like, you as a journalist should be insulted that the press secretary of the president of the United States couldn't even come up with a good lie. Just flat out told you to your face, I ain't fucking telling you what's wrong with his hand. You don't like it? Pound sand. Go piss up a rope. Fuck yourself. And our press just dutifully, stenographically recorded too much handshaking. I have seen some newspapers do an eye roll emoji about it, but that's as far as they've gotten. Mostly they've done is said that Karen Levette, or however you say her name, they're like, the press secretary is obviously lying to us, but what are we going to do about it? We're not journalists. We don't investigatively report things. So there you go. We've been stonewalled by the press secretary. We are powerless babes who have no recourse but to accept this obvious lie. It's just so absurd to me that whereas Joe Biden says one word wrong and we're digging around to see if he has Parkinson's. We're checking the White House press logs to see if the man's on death's door or not. But yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, our boy, our beloved boy, our esteemed president, more Epstein stuff came out, and that was magical. So,
are we onto the emails now?
Yeah, we're onto the emails, the buttery emails. And a lot of people have made this point, but it's just, it is so incredible that you just have, that we spent years, that we spent these years and years and years of people talking about how these rigatoni recipes from Tony Podesta and his campaign staff were obvious code for child sex trafficking. And then Jeffrey Epstein is just sitting here typing this semi-literate babble gobbledygook that was effectively want to fuck kid I traffic Y/N. And by traffic, I mean deliver to you for payment in exchange for sex. Close parentheses. And that was all of his fucking emails, was just this drooling, incoherent moron just asking people, hey, you want to fuck a kid? I got a kid for you. You want to do it? You want to fuck a kid?
The semi-literate aspect of it didn't surprise me that much, because when I was going through Epstein's birthday book, I saw a lot of that. It maybe it's something up in high finance where you're like, literacy is for plebs. I don't know, but
yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of that. It was like they'd show all these emails from Epstein, and they read like he was drunk emailing his ex-girlfriend or something.
Right.